From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says federal education leaders may be willing to reduce testing requirements. Carvalho met with Education Secretary Arnie Duncan and others in Washington last week.
There is a recognition, finally, that there are some unintended consequences of the federal law that have translated into excessive testing at the state level that has, to a certain extent, robbed teaching time from the classroom.
The federal No Child Left Behind law requires every student be tested every year. Florida also uses those results to determine which students graduate and to rate schools and teacher performance. Congress has spent years debating how to update No Child Left Behind. Now that Republicans control the U.S. House and Senate, Carvalho thinks it's more likely Congress will approve changes to the law. State wildlife officials are concerned about the growing number of Florida panthers being killed by automobiles. Last week, state biologists found a female Florida panther dead on the side of the road. This marked the 19th roadkill death of a panther. That ties the all-time record set in 2012, and there's still a month left to go in the year. State officials estimate right now there are about anywhere between 100 and 180 adult panthers in Florida and an unknown number of cubs. Some wildlife officials hope that money raised from Amendment 1, that's the conservation initiative approved by voters earlier this month, can help create more wildlife crossings. Remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.